I know I'm not much to look at no more. One day I might just show up at your door. Will you let me come inside?
WMFO Medford.
I jumped over the city, 1 kilometer. Jumped over the mountain, 1 kilometer high. I jumped over the city, 1 kilometer high. I jumped over the ocean.
This song is called Mata Hari, and there is a new band in the Boston area actually called Mata Hari that our friend Matali plays in, and they are very cool. I have not seen them live yet, but I think they have started playing. Thank you.
Cancer, you are a Leo, you are a hurricane, you are a dancer, you are a Cancer, you are a Leo, you are a hurricane.
I hope that through the nice little window between us and Joel doing sound in the studio, he was able to see me physically turn down the volume on that pedal.
Yes, that was a live recording from last week. That is Sapling with Mata Hari. Yes, that was recorded last week right here in Studio D. Something that Present History will be doing in about 20 minutes or so. That's right. Before that, I had Jim Infantino with a little departure from the normal Jim's Big Ego stuff that was 1 kilometer high. Continental gave you In the Kitchen, the Gypsy Moths with Tilt-A-Whirl. And I started that all off with Halpine with Downstairs from Hey Now, There Forever. Yes, listening on the tone of Mikey D. And I'm going to keep on going. Yeah, here is some Louder Than Milk. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
There's a strong fire burning, there's a ticket there for you. There's a strong fire burning, there's a ticket there for you. Piece of pecan pie if you put on your prancing shoes. Go try. You put the fiddle on the griddle, put some milk into your stew. Put the fiddle on the griddle, put some milk into your stew.
Thank you. Nashville. Yes, gumbo cooking some jelly rolls for you.
I could not see stars. Spell. couldn't steal the pills you use. They say it's the hope that kills you. There always was some good excuse, but I never believed you. It'll never be like it was. Oh, no, no, it'll never be like it was. I know I can make it.
WMFO, that was The Deep State with Dead Man's Shoes from the self-titled record. I'm so glad that came at that finally out. Connor O'Brien gave you a cover of Pink Floyd's Breathe. Divine Sweater with Two Steps Forward, and I started that off with Louder Than Milk, Ticket to Little Easy from Starting Somewhere. Yes, you're listening on the Tone with Mikey D, and as I've promised, present history.
All right, let's go. We're called Recent History. My brother Pat and I are going to play some songs for you. Let's go. Thank you.
me out. Let me out. Let me out.
Recent history. My name is Glenn. This is my brother Pat. Say hi, Pat.
Hey.
So we're going to be hanging out with you for the next, well, I guess 45 minutes, several minutes ago. We're going to play some songs. We got some acoustic jams, some originals, and some covers. That was a Smashing Pumpkins song, by the way. Not an original.
I was going to say credit.
You still could, probably. There's still time. So, I was just driving around this area, coming to do this great show. This is the second time I've been on the town with Mikey D. Last time I was here was with the Fatal Flaw band that I used to play with, that is still my favorite band of all time. Shout out Joel Reeder. So anyhow, we were here 2009. I looked back in my emails, and this building has not changed at all, but everything around it has certainly changed. This the Medford station on the Green Line is here. But my wife and I used to live here during the pandemic when lockdown happened, and we were still living out here in Medford. And I wrote this song for her because there wasn't really much else to do. It's called Not Okay.
To do, but somehow, babe, we'll make it through the boredom and find a new life outside this bubble. You don't have to say I love you to simplify the way you feel. It's okay, and I'm not tired of you, I'm just tired. When it's over, you won't hear me complain. But it's okay not to say it's okay. You don't have to say it's okay. We don't have to say it's okay. It's not okay. Lost another. Well, maybe we should take it slow, 'cause honey, there's nowhere to go. I know standing still is hard for you to do. And even though we're homeward bound, and all we lost may still be found, it's so hard moving on and leaving a life behind. When it's over, you won't hear me complain. It's okay not to say it's okay. You don't have to say it's okay. We don't have to say it's okay. It's not okay. Lost another. Say it's okay. You don't have to say it's okay. We don't have to say it's okay. It's not okay. We lost another day.
Yeah. So that's that song.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully my wifey is listening at some point and she hears that. I just want to say I love you and thank you for taking care of all the kids so that I could be here on the town with Mikey D. Hey, Pat, you got any songs you want to play for us?
I do, yes. I've got a song called Price They Paid. Actually just finished the lyrics this morning, so we're going to see how well I remember them. Hopefully 100%. First in line to the sky, pass beyond. Point the lines, Gemini, and carry on. Electric fire, faulty wires in the shell. Mercury's livery to the depths of hell. Pressurized from the inside. Hatch won't blow, oh, don't you know? Scramble to the rescue. But you will fly, you will fly, you will fly. We will follow you. Wish I could have learned from you way up high. Lucky few and challenged to standards of your time. All the kids watch TV excitedly. Sitting in the cockpit, history. Pressurized from the inside. Hatch won't blow. To the rescue, but you will fly, you will fly, you will fly, we will follow you. Pressurized. Blow, oh, don't you know? Scramble to the rescue. But you will fly, you will fly, you will fly. We will follow you. You will fly.
That was really cool.
Why, thank you.
So, did you play that at your most recent show? Could you tell us about that?
This is new as of today.
Oh, yeah,
so
you
no.
just said you finished the lyrics, but I wasn't sure.
But yes, I recently played at Medford Brewing Company about 2 Wednesdays ago.
Shout out to Medford Brewing Company for making the tastiest beer in Medford. Max Heinig is a boss English teacher and beer provocateur. Maker?
That sounds right to me.
Provider? I don't know.
Provider?
So, yeah, tell me more about it.
It was good. We played with I played with a band called The Forest Effect. Did a pretty sweet acoustic opener. Played some Flaming Lips, some Elliot Smith, Smashing Pumpkins. It was a great day.
Nice. Well, this is Pat Fant and Glenn Fant, and I'm in the band Recent History, and Pat Fant is playing some of his solo songs, and we're just having fun hanging out here in the studio with the Mikey D show on the town. I'm going to play a couple songs on my electric, if that's okay. Is that okay with you, Joel? Yeah, it's okay. All right, so this song, so I started writing this song. Seems a little fast. Hold on a second. Let me slow this way down. Oh yeah. Yeah, we gotta slow it down. That's actually what this song's called. So this song is about what would happen if someone was in an Evil Dead type situation where everyone in the house, the cabin, was murdered by some demon except for them, and you know, then the police arrive and they've got to answer for all the crimes. So this is sort of like their non-confessional. They're trying to explain it. So I was writing this song with this guy named Mike, and he looked at me when I told him that I wanted to write the song about that. He said, "Glenn, you're weird." It's called Slow Down. So in the end, he went to jail for life, I think.
That sounds reasonable. I don't think he has much of a case.
Well, I mean, it was like he kind of confessed to it after 7 hours of interrogation. And he was missing his hand because he cut it off with a chainsaw. I don't know. It's not fair. Anyway, do you have any other songs you want to play?
I've got a song. I've got a cover, actually.
Awesome.
One of my favorite bands, Appleseed Cast.
We got to see them with Sunny Day Real Estate this year.
It was an amazing show. I really loved running into William Goldsmith outside the venue.
You're just sitting on a lawn chair by their bus on Lansdowne Street? I think that's a sports street. Yeah.
Believe so, yeah. All right, well, I guess I'll kick it off. It's called Blind Man's Arrow.
In this lifetime, you can mix knives and paper doves. On the rooftop, if it craves, it's hollowed out. I fell down this daylight, blind man's arrow, buried in my love's heart. Life ties back drop, figures and puppets and scissor ends on the outside. All of these words are falling down.
Awesome, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, so this song, this is another song about the pandemic, but this is the other side, sort of about having your kids around you constantly for 6 months. What was it? Was it a year and a half? I don't even remember. It was insane.
It was enough.
And at the same time as being one of the greatest times of a parent's life, being able to spend all that time with your kids, also the worst time in a parent's life. It was just bonkers. Anyhow, so this song is called Never Alone. Thank you.
We couldn't wait another day to